This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen. Thanks for being here. Todd, the birthday boy Mitchell, is here as well today, folks. It's Todd's birthday, and he is having a grand old time. Aren't you, Todd? Fielding all those birthday greetings on Facebook and elsewhere. Sean Godfrey here most of the hour for a special Obamacare repeal talk radio town hall. Last time we had John on, he was on for a couple of segments. Had a lot of calls, a lot of questions. And we said we got to have you back soon and allow a little more time, take some calls. So we're doing that today. So bring on your questions about Obamacare. And, of course, tonight we're going to hear more about it from what President Trump wants to do. But this impacts each of the states and how they're doing it. So you'll want to find out firsthand from your insurance commissioner what those changes likely will mean to you. So fire away on your questions at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to send an email. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text us. Grab a pen. I'll give you those numbers in just a minute. A couple of calls left over we didn't get to from last hour. Todd, do you have you have those ready to roll? Folks,
want Donald Trump to be rough and tough, thick and toes, deep and tough. That's how we want him to be. Thank you.
All right. I got rough and tough out of that.
Yeah, let me big and one more.
I want Donald Trump to be rough and tough, thick and toes, deep and tough. That's how we want him to be. Thank you.
Rough and tough. You feel the passion, though, don't you? Either way, right?
Taking something or another and beat the stuff. Yeah. Got it. So, yeah, that, pretty much the same theme we've gotten through the whole thing here. Here's one that said, I disagree with those who keep preaching bipartisanship, especially with the current state of the divide. Constitutional originalists need to win elections and fight to uphold what is right. No more compromise. Win, win, win. That's a big word for Donald Trump, too. All right, any others, Todd?
Hi, Scott. I would love to see the debt clock behind him. The date that Social Security is predicted to go bankrupt and Medicare. And then explain to the country what we need to do to fix it.
I love the dead clock idea just because of the visual of it, you know.
Yeah, good morning. We're in the Velva Bull Terrier. I met six emergency vehicles headed east. Now they said the road is closed between 40 miles east of Minas. There must be a big wreck over there. Just let it pass along. You guys could probably check it out.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call. We reported earlier U.S. 52 blocked in both lanes due to an accident about 4 miles west of Drake. So I'm guessing that's the same one we're talking about. I have my bearings right. If not, you straighten me out at 800-228-0550. All right, one more before we go to our guest, Kurt in Montana. Tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, it's probably been talked about before, but the income tax from the protesters on the GoFundMe page, is there any way to look into it, or have you already, to see if they paid income tax on what they received while in North Dakota?
We did talk to the tax commissioner about efforts to do it. It's somewhat challenging to get to the bottom of it, but it can be done, and it's in the Bush basket of things that need to be tackled after the fact to, you know, get this done. And I, for one, am not going to be party to anything that says, okay, it's done, let's just move on, let's turn the page. No. Who funded it? How is it funded? Did they pay taxes? Did all of that? We need to know every single bit of it. Where did the money go? You know, the whole works. We got a lot of work to do. So I'm with you on that one, Kurt. But we have talked to the tax commissioner about it, and certainly we'll be continuing to pursue that. You're reminding me, it's a good time to get an update on where that's at, because we talked about it. There was an effort to tackle, and I don't know where it's at. So we'll dig in.
Thank you. I appreciate your show.
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate the call. Love Montanans calling. We get South Dakotans, Montanans, Minnesotans, and lots of North Dakotans. And you know what? Everybody in the sound of my voice there benefits from affordable electricity because of what we do every day in the coal industry in North Dakota. Lignite, right here. Our state, a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are among some of the lowest in the nation, among only seven states that meet all of the federal air quality standards. And at the same time, got an industry that creates $1 billion in personal income for its employees, $3.4 billion in economic impact, $100 million annually in taxes going into state coffers, and about 15,000 good-paying jobs. Find out more about it online at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay, let's shift to Obamacare. Your questions and comments, welcome on the repeal, the replace, and what now from North Dakota's Insurance Commissioner, John Godfrey. John, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Scott, and happy birthday, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you.
You bet. What do you want to hear from Donald Trump specific to Obamacare tonight?
Well, I guess I'd like to hear that, you know, under Obamacare, there was a waiver program and there's some waiver issues. And I'd like to hear that he's actually going to be looking at whatever repeal and replace issue he's got, that there's going to be an actual kind of a waiver process for states like North Dakota to look at kind of reinventing how we do things here. You know, I'd like to kind of start off the discussion here with, prior to Obamacare, North Dakota's health insurance market wasn't broken. You know, we were doing things fairly well in North Dakota. There's always room for tweaks. There's always room for some changes. But what Obamacare really did was it took the competition out of the market and increased the cost. I think we all have come to know that. So what I'd like to hear is that, you know, he's looking at treating some states differently, whether it's through a waiver process or I'd love to hear him highlight North Dakota and what we've done. But just an option for North Dakota to really be able to do what we do. We're a small state. You know, we're the size of a moderately sized city with really long streets. So with that, we can be nimble, we can be innovative, we can be creative, and we know what we're doing here in North Dakota. So if there's an option for us to kind of wave out of some of these federal regulations or turn the power back over to the states to regulate it, I'm interested in hearing if he's going to touch on that at all, and I'm excited to hear some of the indications we've gotten. You know, we had a roundtable last week with Congressman Kramer. They touched on moving some of the power back to the states. So I'm excited to hear how they build on that and if this is actually going to be turning it back over to the states, or if it's going to, I hope it's not anything like the current Obamacare where there are waiver programs that are available, but all that really means is the long process to get to the answer no.
Yeah, in other words, yeah, you can ask for a waiver, but you're not going to get one, right? So
yeah, go through all the steps, and we'll just tell you no later. So
make it a little more a legitimate process. Makes sense. Fred on the road for John Godfrey, our insurance commissioner. Go ahead, Fred.
Good morning, Mr. Commissioner. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, I have a question about the service that your office provides to the public, and I'm a guy that at one time was a licensed agent, and I've been on hiatus for a few years. Want to get my license back. So last Thursday morning, I called your office at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And asked for the licensing division, and they took my name and said someone would get back to me. And as of yesterday noon, that's yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, all day yesterday, nobody returned my call. I finally called back in, and I guess I'm surprised that I would have to wait 3 days to get a return call on something that I want to move ahead on. Now, I finally did call in, and everybody was really nice. Don't misunderstand me. They put me in touch with the head of that department. He talked to me. He told me they're very busy, and he would get my email. He'd send me an email. Well, I checked this morning. I haven't gotten an email. And my question is, I'm not angry. I'm just incredulous, okay? Do we really have to wait 3 days to get a return call on a simple question?
Well, Fred, I'll tell you, I know that's certainly not our normal process, and thank you for making me aware of it. I'll be digging into this right when I got off the phone here. If you want to leave, I don't know how we can do this, Scott. If you want to leave your number with Todd or something, then get it to me. We can make sure we can get you an answer today. Because no, that's certainly not our process. Our goal is generally within 24 hours.
This isn't the first time I've had this experience, by the way.
Well,
this is not the first time I've had this experience.
I'm
it's kind of like we'll get
that
back to you at our convenience. That's the attitude.
That's certainly not the attitude we want to have, and I appreciate you bringing it to my attention.
And of course, okay. John's been in that office. How long, John?
Oh, about 50 days now, I think, total.
a few more than Donald Trump. So he's the new sheriff in town when it comes to insurance. But, Fred, hang on. We'll get Todd to get that number to John in the
break. Manny. Maybe Manny can grab it.
Yeah, Manny.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know what I don't know, so I appreciate Fred calling in.
Okay. Thanks, Fred. We appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. If you have questions or comments, you can also text Todd. I said I'd give you those numbers, and I haven't yet. So text Todd at 226-8503, 701 number, obviously, 226-8503, or you can text me at 367-2054, 367-2054, and we'll get your questions directly to John Gottfried. Who is the state tax, insurance commissioner, rather, and answering questions today specifically on Obamacare and what we might hear tonight from the president, what that'll mean going forward. And but the ultimate goal here, as you hear from John, is to get North Dakota back where it was, having a healthy insurance market in North Dakota. Obamacare has pretty much destroyed that. So, short break, back with more of your questions after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On your mind, answering your Obamacare questions today. John Gottfried, State Insurance Commissioner, is here. Questions welcome at 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Otherwise, text Todd at 226-8503. Text me at 367 2054. Last day to enjoy some great specials at PetroServe USA, like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5, or the Kellogg's Rice Krispies Treats, 79 cents. Nestle Butterfinger Crisp. There's a good birthday present for you, Todd. 99 cents, better than a cake right there. Or the Deli Express Mega Sandwiches, $2.99 for your choice of Mega Italian Smoked Turkey and Cheese or the Black Forest Ham and Cheese at a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell Todd I'm looking forward to eating fried bread again with him this fall at the Braddock Threshing Bee. Oh, there you go, Todd. One of your many fans.
You know
right there. Texter says, the Democrats only line for unity when they are out of power. By unity, they mean for everyone to support their policies, politics, and purging of the constitutional American values. America is now united more than ever before, as evidenced in the historic Trump victory. Well, there's certainly some unity behind his message for sure, although I would say, having been at the Coffee with Kramer Town Hall, there was an organized, vocal group of folks who really, in my mind, are about impossible to ever think they'd be into the Trump camp. So you got some folks that are pretty much there. As it pertains to health care, John,
yep.
You know, one of the arguments you heard Dr. Mike Burgess make, who was a guest of Congressman Kramer last week in that forum that was held at BSC on Obamacare, that, you know, the reason he believes Obamacare didn't work is because it was all Democratic Party operatives, and they didn't want to do anything to compromise, and they rammed it through with all Democratic support, and talked very much about the desire, at least, to have a number of people of both political parties around the table to forge the replacement. However, doing that says they acknowledge that the last one was a mess. So what's your take on whether or not bipartisanship will be possible here, and is it necessary to come up with a good product?
Well, I think you saw that leading into the election that there are some states that with Democrat senators and congressmen who are up readily admitted that Obamacare has failed, and it's been a major issue across the country. Now, after the election, I don't know if that's going to necessarily if that's going to change. I mean, it sounds like they've changed their tune a little bit, but I want to point out that, you know, with Congressman Burgess and Congressman Kramer coming to North Dakota, you know, that's exactly what didn't happen with the implementation of Obamacare and the passage of Obamacare. So you hear oftentimes that, you know, you hear the critics saying that there isn't a plan and they don't have a plan. They don't know what they're doing. You know, they have a plan. What they're doing right now is going out and vetting it. And you saw that last week right here in North Dakota, where they had a big round table with all the stakeholders around the table to offer input. You know, what happened with Obamacare was you know, we found out what the plan was after it was passed and didn't have an opportunity to provide any input. So I want to commend Congressman Kramer and Governor Burgum and Congressman Burgess for one, doing exactly what didn't happen on the front end and really bringing together, again, the stakeholders from across the country and across the state to sit down and say, okay, here's where our concerns are, here's where our worries are. Because to be honest, any major change that you're going to be making to Obamacare, any some of that kind of the guts of the legislation, it's going to take 60 votes in the Senate to get passed. And that's just a reality that I think that everybody understands. There are going to be some changes that are going to be made around kind of the edges through the reconciliation, through the budget process, whether that's looking at, you know, the subsidies or the different mandates. And they can do that through the budgeting process. But if you really want to look at the guts of Obamacare and the health care law that's in place now, it's going to take that 60 votes in Congress. And I think there's going to be some bipartisan support to do that, because, I mean, you look across the country, there are Democrats in states where Obamacare has collapsed their market. And it would be, in some sense, political suicide on their side to try to hold the party line and say, nope, nothing's wrong, everything's working, and this is great. So it's a matter of vetting that process, vetting that plan, and I think that's exactly what the Republicans are doing right now in Congress.
We have a couple of texts that have come in. Others welcome as well. Here's one asks, are you still required to pay the Obamacare penalty for 2016 taxes?
No, I think there is an executive order issued on that penalty has been relieved. I'll make sure to get that solid to you guys after and when I got a phone. But I'm under the impression that those penalties have been kind of waived by an executive order issued by Trump.
Another, ACA raised the price of premiums because it cost insurance companies billions to implement. If a replacement does the same, how can premium costs ever come down? It'll be passed on to the consumer. Our premium is $1,800 a month, plus the deductible is $9,000. Where else do you pay that much for something you can't use? I say just fix the parts that are causing problems and leave it alone, because my next stop is going without insurance as I quickly approach retirement.
Well, and I think that texter hits it right on the head, is that what a new healthcare plan will look like, I think, is repealing some of those burdensome regulations that have cost so much to implement and cost so much to that has gotten passed on down to the consumers. If you look at what Obamacare did, is it brought on some of the sickest of our population into the health insurance market, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I mean, we can have that discussion. But what it didn't do is encourage the young, healthy folks to get into the marketplace. That's always going to be an issue, is how do you get those young, healthy folks to join into the market? Obamacare tried to use, penalties or different things like that to try to encourage folks into getting into the marketplace. But when the penalty was, a fourth of what your costs for premiums were going to be, folks are wise and they're savvy, and they decided, we'll pay the penalty versus paying our premium. An option to kind of fix that is using some of these different high-risk pools. We've got a high-risk pool here in North Dakota that's been active pre-Obamacare. It's still active right now. It's obviously taken a hit in numbers, but we've got a high-risk pool for those folks who have the pre-existing conditions, or for the folks who have traditionally been denied that insurance, the insurance policies through our companies. Looking at how can we use that to take some of that population that is, one, in desperate need of healthcare, and two, some of our sickest of the population, and getting them out of that traditional marketplace, which really drives up the cost for everybody else, and looking at some innovation grants through the federal government, or looking at how do we restructure our high-risk pool here in North Dakota to help kind of spread that burden a little bit across the state. But it just simply makes a lot more sense. And it's, again, it goes back to prior to Obamacare, we had that high-risk pool. We had our market. It was working very well in North Dakota. And with the implementation of Obamacare, we haven't it hasn't helped North Dakota. It's changed the problem, but it's made the problem bigger.
Pat and Patricia, rather, in Hedinger, go ahead for John Godfrey.
See, listen, I paid my taxes and I had to pay that fine. How do I get that money back?
That's a great question. let me do some digging into it, and I'll see what I can find.
Don't go anywhere, Patricia, okay? We're going to confirm that maybe during the break here, and also we'll get you some more information before we're done. Another segment to go with John Godfrey, Chris in Watford City, Sean in Minot up next, and on deck. Chris up next, Sean on deck. Also some other texts coming in, and others welcome. Special Talk Radio Town Hall. Obamacare repeal replaced with Insurance Commissioner John Godfrey. Call.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Is our good friends at Polar Service Center, and they have some great jobs. $32 an hour. I hope that got your attention right there. Yeah, $32 an hour. Todd wants to apply. He wants a birthday bonus today. 701-495-0997 is the telephone number. And you give Adam a call there and say, hey, I heard Scott Hammond talking about Polar Service Center, and you guys are paying up to $32 an hour. If you can weld, fabricate, if you're a certified tank inspector, they need trailer technicians, tank welders, fabricators, testers. If you do suspension jobs, brake jobs, electrical repairs, they're in Kildare, they're in Williston. Great company. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and also have these Polar Service Centers in our region, Montana, Billings, two in North Dakota, Williston and Kildare. Call Adam, 701-495-0997. Things are starting to hum in the oil patch again, for sure. Okay, back to Patricia's question related to the 2016 refund. John Gottfried with us, state tax, state insurance commissioner, rather. And we're talking about Obamacare today. We do have a tax question from Patricia. She wanted to know if she could get her, she could get that Obamacare penalty back for 2016. What's the answer, John?
Well, I guess for her 2016, for your 2016 taxes, you know, that law was still in place there, so technically it's still owed. But what I understand is that the IRS isn't rejecting any of those tax returns that didn't have that disclosure answered. You know, so if you didn't disclose whether or not you had health coverage during that time period, it's not going to be rejected. Now, since Patricia paid that tax, has already paid in, I'm not exactly sure how she can go about maybe getting that back. I guess I'd leave that to her tax professional, but. You know, I guess it makes a little bit of sense that, you know, an executive order from President Trump can't necessarily go back and retroactively change the tax code or the tax law back in 2016. But certainly going forward, and I know he's trying to, like I said, that executive order is trying to ease the burdensome regulations of Obamacare. So the IRS has been instructed not to reject those tax returns. But Patricia might not, I guess I'd have to turn it over to a tax professional on how she can maybe get that back.
All right. And I guess it does make sense, Patricia, that if he signs the executive order, it's going forward, not back, as much as that probably is not what you want to hear.
Right. Frustrating for sure.
Yeah. Anything else, Patricia?
Well, I'm just so disappointed because my rates went from 230 to over 700. That's why I dropped them. And then my deductible was like 6,000. It's just totally ridiculous. I can't afford that.
You got to pay more for worse coverage.
Exactly.
So it's and I think that hits the heart of a lot of the concerns we have across North Dakota and across the country. And which is why I'm encouraged and hopeful that, a lot of this power will be turned back over to our state and turned back over to, the insurance department and our legislators and our governor and who know our people best, and we can solve this problem the North Dakota way.
Good luck, Patricia. Keep us posted, okay? I hope this gets better for you, and I thank you for the call. 800-228-0555. I'm going to go quickly through these so we can get to everybody. Chris in Watford City, you're next.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, Commissioner, real quick, and by the way, Scott, it isn't just humming in the Bakken, it's flat-out singing. I got out of my truck and danced today.
Isn't it beautiful? It is beautiful. Yeah, I love it.
Good to hear.
Commissioner, if I understand right, help me if I'm wrong, the reconciliation process was used to pass Obamacare. I've been listening to Speaker Ryan and some of the senators say all they need is 50 votes in the Senate and a simple majority in the House to repeal, since they're using the reconciliation process, which should make it easier to accomplish. Have you heard the same thing? You were mentioning a minute ago about a majority, a 60-vote majority, but I've been hearing other. Have you heard the same, or maybe you could address that? And by the way, y'all get out of your car and dance sometime today, because it is rocking in the Bakken.
All right.
Great to hear.
Good challenge. I'm
Thank
in
you, guys.
Thank you. I guess what I'm hearing differently is that there are certain pieces that can be addressed through the reconciliation process, such as the individual employer mandates, the health insurance taxes, tax credits, cost sharing, the Medicaid expansion. But what's not allowed, because the scope is so limited to the budgetary issues, which is not allowed to touch the guarantee issue, the essential health benefits, patient protections and exchanges. But I think, and what the caller hit on, is that there's certainly some creative ways, I think, that this can be accomplished. I think a repeal may be able to be done through the reconciliation process. He may have that right. But it's the passage of any new legislation going forward that's going to take that 60 votes in the Senate to really impact these reforms that we're kind of looking for. At least that's my understanding, and that's the discussion we've been having, within internally here in the department and with my contacts across the country, is that's kind of what we're under the belief of, and I think that's what Congressman Kramer also brought up in his round table too, is that we're going to initially look at the reconciliation process to change some of these immediate things. And then we're going to need that bipartisan support to get things through in the Senate.
Happy dancing, Chris. Appreciate the call. Texter says, what business does the government have in anybody's health care?
As the insurance regulator, there's certainly a role there for consumer protection to make sure that you're being treated fairly and that things exist. But I think it's that whole federal government creep that we've been seeing, certainly in the last 8 years, that brings this question up. And I certainly don't disagree with some of the premise of, there needs to be fence posts, there needs to be kind of boundaries that are set up, and you can operate within that boundary to make sure things are, you're being treated fairly and things are appropriate and you're protected. But at the same time, going down to the level of detail that we've seen coming out of the federal government doesn't make sense. And it goes back to that story of a one-size-fits-all regulation certainly doesn't work, and it certainly doesn't work here in North Dakota, because we're very much different.
Sean in Minot for John Gottfried. You're next.
Hey, good morning, Scott, and good morning, John. As I kind of look at this, to me, it seems like we tried to fix this, and I say we as the federal government, tried to fix this on the wrong side of the problem with absorbent costs and things like that and subsidizing. And John had just mentioned protection. Well, if there's a protection to be had here, I think we need to address it on the front end of this to get some of these costs under control, protect the consumers from absorbent pricing for medication and other services and things like that. And I'd just be curious to see what John's thoughts are on, is that a viable solution to try to fix this on the forefront to get these costs under control so we can maybe get some of these coverages back in line?
I think that absolutely has to be part of the discussion. You can't fix the health insurance problems without talking about the cost of receiving health care. And I know we're well aware of that in our state, and I know that issue was expressed during that roundtable as well. Where my focus obviously is on the insurance side of things, but I couldn't agree more that the cost of receiving healthcare is on a trend line that's unsustainable as well. And I go back to one example I think that could really it speaks volumes for our healthcare industry. We've got a lot more people who are maybe now going into the hospitals, and they're using their emergency room as their primary care physician, their primary care doctor, which is extremely expensive to the entire marketplace of healthcare. Well, because of a federal regulation, our hospitals can no longer send somebody over and say, okay, you came into the emergency room with a cold. Maybe we should send you over to the urgent care, which is, you know, at a sixth of the cost of going into the emergency room. We'll send you over to the urgent care to get treated. You're going to get the treatment. You're going to get what you need, but it's not going to cost us or cost the system quite as much. Because of federal regulation, they're no longer allowed to do that. And so they've got to, if you walk into the emergency room, you got to be treated in the emergency room. And so there's some of these common sense things that need to be adjusted that can allow our hospitals, again, to bring some of those costs down, because, you can't have that discussion about the expensive cost of health insurance without also tying in why is that so expensive. Is a lot, you know, part of it has to do with the expensive cost of receiving health care. I know Governor Burgum is certainly interested in looking at this and looking at tackling, again, how we can do things a little differently here in North Dakota. We've got a great opportunity to be a pilot project for the rest of the country. We've done it in the past, and we can do it again on how to deliver health care. We have a great delivery method here in North Dakota, bringing the cost down, and then also looking at our insurance market here in North Dakota, because we've got a small population where we're nimble, we're agile, we can make these changes and then hopefully bring them to the rest of the country.
All right, time for about two more calls here. I want to get to all of you. Joel in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Most of what I've wanted to say has been said already. That texter who said, what does the federal government have to do with our health insurance? I totally agree with that. And wasn't the simple solution to open up state lines so you could buy insurance from anywhere? And that's the free market. I mean, that's the North Dakota way, is if you have 10 different options as opposed to one or two different options to buy health insurance, the price is going to go down. And the, you know, you can't say that, probably, Commissioner, you can't say this, but I can say this, is that Blue Cross Blue Shield doesn't want to see that happen in North Dakota, because they don't want to, if they don't want to compete against anybody else, but that's what needs to happen. And then our health insurance goes down, and the government should have nothing to do with it, or as little as possible, as the Commissioner referred to, you know, maybe some guidelines just so people were protected.
Well, I appreciate your sentiment. I guess I've got a few different thoughts on if you open up the kind of that opening it up across the lines statement. It's been a popular talking point coming through the election. I've got some real big concerns about that. You know, we've got the health insurance networks are built on, again, networks in here. So you're in network or you're out of network. So if you look at buying a health insurance plan in, let's say, New York or Florida, you know, they're not likely going to have a network here in North Dakota. They're not going to have those contracts and those relationships with those providers here in our state. So that's a big concern for me. And also, you know, if you run into an issue with your health insurance plan that you bought in, let's say, New York or Florida again, you know, your contact isn't going to be the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner. Your contact is going to be the New York Commissioner or the Florida Commissioner, which, again, I'm very uncomfortable with that. And then also, you know, again, if we're moving the state lines again, to me, it's one step closer to federal regulation of insurance. And the federal regulation of insurance and most federal regulations that we've seen in North Dakota haven't gone well. You know, we're definitely not treated the way we should be in terms of, again, respecting our population and noting the differences that we have here in North Dakota. So I would caution against that. It certainly sounds like a good idea on the front, but I think there's a lot of issues as you work through it. And I also like to note that option exists. We can do that now. There are other states we can enter into compacts with other states. We can enter into compacts across the country. And other states have done that, but insurance carriers have not taken advantage of that. I don't know anyone that is doing that right now.
Joel, appreciate the call. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. We'll do this again. Continue to follow this. Want to get answers to your questions. John, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Scott. Anytime.
John Gottfried, North Dakota's Insurance Commissioner, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Wrap up the program after this. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Gus Ganser discussing what electricity is and what causes electric shock.
Electricity is a closed circuit. It comes into your house via the meter. It goes into your electrical panel, and it distributes from the circuit breakers into the wiring, into your outlet, and then you plug into it. Electric shock means you come into contact somewhere along that path. You come into contact with either a damaged cord, a damaged outlet, and you're part of that path. You're part of that circuit. It's not intentional, and bad things happen. And the shock, the severity of the shock depends upon the amount of current and the time exposed to that current. So none of that's any good, and you want to prevent that.
Go to www.ndsc.org to register for an electrical safety training, including high voltage, low voltage, or electrical hazard awareness. That's ndsc.org.
Kohler Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Kohler Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Kohler is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Kohler Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Kohler Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Kohler Service Center. Or click careers at KohlerServiceCenters.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Away from President Trump's address to Congress tonight, and an opportunity to hear what the President of the United States has to say about so many issues related to the budget and tax policy and Obamacare, which we spent a good chunk of the last hour talking about. So we'll have lots to talk about tomorrow on the program, won't we? Congressman Kevin Cramer's weekly talk radio town hall, so good chance for you to sound off on that tomorrow on the program. On my Facebook page, I have a collage of photos, first of the aftermath of the Ochetti camp from the weekend. And have you seen how many times that's been shared, Todd? mean,
yes.
It was just a handful of photos, but obviously folks really enjoyed going inside the camp and seeing that. I can't even believe the numbers in that. It's like literally 7,000 plus shares and over 1,000 likes and all these comments. And so it's really, that's our definition of viral for sure. I have new photos up of the sacred, not the sacred stone, the Rosebud camp as well. Those photos threw up, another week, of some evacuation orders and whatnot. And those are up. But you ought to see this. See the photos of this. What is left behind. It just is. It's amazing. And by the way, it took gas for these protesters to get here. It took propane to keep them warm while they were here. And now a whole lot of diesel because they need these big cat, and big equipment vehicles to clean up what they left. So I guess oil is what's protecting lives and water, because if somebody doesn't clean this up, it goes into the river. Amazing. Anyway, check it out on our Facebook page. It's quite the sight. It really is. I just can't believe it. And the irony is not lost on me. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. We heard from a lot of growers last year that the windy spring was a challenge, and that when they had an Apache sprayer and that drift management system allowing them to select the droplet size, keep that through the whole day no matter what speed they were traveling, it was a big help. You work hard for your money. When you spend a buck, you want to get the most for your time and your energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why the High Plains Apache team works very hard to earn your business. And that's why the Apache sprayer works very hard for you. Find out what they have in the way of new and used right now. HighPlainsApache.com, or stop and see them. 1701 East Side Court in Mandan, across the road from Bonanza. Or exit 60 south of Fargo on I-29. It's the Frontier exit. Opposite of Walmart there. Walmart is on the west. High Plains Apache's on the east. I-29 exit 60. Just tell them Scott sent you. The Farming and Ranching for the Bottom Line Conference at the Bismarck State College campus of the National Energy Center of Excellence is on. Goes until 3 this afternoon. And one of the speakers joins us to talk about all things weather. Daryl Richardson, NDSU Extension meteorologist, and he is giving the talk on the weather crystal ball today. Hello, Daryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I am really looking forward to knowing what the future holds for weather, and I bet a lot of growers are as well. What are you going to tell them today?
Really, in many ways, I think 2017, there's a lot of reasons to think that it's going to be a little drier than the past couple of years. During this wet cycle that we've been in really since 1993, probably of those 23 years, really 20 of them has been pretty wet. There's only been about 3 or 4 examples of dry. And I don't know how dry we will get, but there's just a lot of things happening atmospherically that we just might not get as much rain this year as we've been used to of as late. And so I will be really explaining the process, why I think that's going to occur. Although, the spring, I think we'll start off pretty good. It's just really that drying down, and especially, for this particular conference, dealing with rangeland and, just how much rain are we going to get to grow and cut our hay this summer. That's, some of the things that I'll be going through with them.
What question do you get the most at events like this?
Oh, it varies so much, Scott. It's amazing. I was just speaking yesterday, and sometimes I'm just absolutely amazed the different variety of questions that I get. Some of them deal with climate change, but in all areas of science, I'm always very happy that in college, when I took certain classes that I thought would never be beneficial to me in life, I find out that there actually are, because when you're standing in front as a meteorologist, you're also a scientist, and so you get a wide variety of questions. But in my current role, I get questions on crop diseases. Last year, wheat scab was a big problem in western North Dakota. I wouldn't be surprised if I get that question again today. I know the last time I was at the Energy Center a few months ago speaking, that question came up quite a bit. And some of the things that we're trying to do at NDSU through the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network to help resolve that issue, for instance.
And what time are you speaking today, by the way?
I will be speaking at 1:30 this afternoon. I'm on my way out there now, so I'm towards the edge end of the schedule today.
All right, 1:30, the event goes till 3. It's farming and ranching for the bottom line, Bismarck State College campus at the National Energy Center of Excellence. Any good news in your crystal ball for growers?
Well, I think so in the sense of, you know, especially in western North Dakota, last year, you know, with that fusarium headlight wheat scab difficulties, and hopefully, you know, the excess of rain, you know, it's always that just trying to find that middle ground sometimes. If you need the moisture, but you don't need it at the right time, that hopefully it won't be quite so wet. I will also be just be talking about NDAWN, the North Dakota Agriculture Weather Network that I'm currently in charge of. You know, some of the new guidance that we're doing, some new weather stations that we're putting out.
These getting good feedback. Good stuff.
Yeah,
thanks, Daryl.
Yeah, these are all weather risk management.
1:30 today. Take it in, folks. Got to go. God bless you. Today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because their body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.